I'm David Dye. Brandi Carlile is our guest today. She's from Washington State and has just released her debut album. We'll meet her in a moment. Start things off with a performance of the song Fall Apart Again.
Long as a day, take it away, hold it up, and you don't let it fall. It's devil's play, was yesterday, and I don't care about that at all. I just smile once in a while, cause I don't. I sit right here, holding the ears, and I count all the stars and space. You fall apart again, and you can find a friend. Don't turn to someone else, cause they won't understand. Suffering.
Fall Apart Again, one you'll find on Brandi Carlile's Columbia debut, which is about to come out, and she and the twins are playing live for us today on the cafe. Good song. You know, that's one that comes deeper into the record. First few songs are just grab you on this disc. And one of the things that grabs you as you hear live, when you hear Brandi playing live, is you've got this vocal ability to go between those two ranges, your head voice and your, if you always had, and your lower voice, have you always had that?
I don't think so. I used to practice it and practice it and practice it when I was a little girl because I loved that country slide thing so much.
Yeah, and it's a real break in the voice. If you were to go up a scale, you'd have to like totally go into another.
Some days I have it, some days I don't.
Yeah. So you really worked at that, huh? And who are some of the singers that you admire who do that?
Who do that?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, Patsy Cline. For sure, Patsy Cline.
And I guess you got to put Katie in there, too, because Katie Lang, because she does so much of what Patsy does.
Oh, yeah, she's got, one of the most amazing voices in the whole world, for sure.
Now, songwriting-wise, who were some of the people you admired as you were...
Songwriting? Well, yeah. Like, lyricists, I really admire Bernie Taupin. He's, like, my ultimate favorite guy. And
so what's your favorite Elton John album?
Oh, it's so hard to pick, but I really like Tumbleweed Connection. You like that one, too?
Totally in agreement with you.
Yeah. And that's because nobody says that one.
Well, Honky Chateau is pretty good and some of the other ones. But Tumbleweed is sort of their band album, I always thought.
Yeah, I love
guys.
It.
And they, yeah, it's a good record. Yeah. And you can't do better in terms of songwriting, the two of them together.
Except for the whole record's about, like, old war songs.
Exactly.
It's really awesome.
That's why it sounds like the band, I guess.
Yeah.
Randy Carlyle is our guest. Now, you... a lot is made about where you grew up, which is where you live now.
Yeah.
Which is Ravensdale, Washington, mm-hmm. which now is only 50 miles from Seattle, but it's like a completely different world.
Oh, it's like a half an hour, but it's like a totally different world. And yeah, I mean, like, you can be in downtown Seattle at Starbucks, just it's so loud and there's cops everywhere. And then a half an hour from there, you could be in my yard looking at a bear in the yard.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
How come it isn't totally yuppified and everybody else wants
to? Oh, it's getting there.
Really?
But where I live is like you got to drive down like a mile of dirt road before you ever even get to my cabin. So I don't think it's going to be yuppified anytime soon.
Now, do your parents still live there?
No.
Oh, but that's where you grew up?
Yeah.
And what were the advantages and or disadvantages of growing up there?
Of growing up in Ravensdale?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just it sounds really cliche, but there weren't a lot of people around to play with except for my brother and sister, which I really thought they were normal back then. And then there's
did just, they think you were normal?
I don't know. And then there's that. The advantages of having a lot of time and very little distractions.
Right. But not having a day job, you still got that now. That's good.
That's right.
No, I don't want to emphasize.
I never
that
know
too
what
much.
To say when people say that. They're like, "It's so great, you don't have a job. You've never had a job."
Randy Carlyle is our guest. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do "What Can I Say."
Look to the clock on the wall. The hands hardly moving at all. I can't stand the state that I'm in. And sometimes it feels like the walls closing in. Oh Lord, what can I say? I'm so sad since you went away. Time ticking on me. Alone is the last place I want.
What Can I Say? Another one from Brandi Carlile is playing live, and it's another one you'll find on her Columbia debut album, just called Brandi Carlile. The harmonies just sound fabulous, and I assume that, you know, your big love. I mean, you wouldn't have these guys in your band singing if you didn't love harmonies. But was it tough for you to play solo and without having other voices around? I mean, is it much more fun with in the band situation?
Oh, singing with these guys is the best. It's one of my favorite parts. Is I love harmonies, and growing up, you know, I used to sing with my brother and sister, and we had the harmonies going. And these guys are brothers, so their harmonies are just so cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something about families in that way. You can't get anywhere else. Yeah. Okay, well, quickly, while you did that one, there's another one near the front of the album that I absolutely love called Throw It All Away. Can you do that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Brandi Carlile is playing live, and that's one that certainly caught my ear first time through. Brandi's debut called "Throw It All Away." Good tune. It's been. I'd love you to kind of reflect a little bit on what's been going on with your career over the last. How long has it been since you got signed? Has it been?
We were just signed right before Christmas.
Really? Okay. But were things pretty hectic right before then too? Were you doing a lot of shows for labels and things like that?
Well, no, not really. I mean, we were kind of doing a little bit of touring and. We were playing a show with James Taylor in L.A. when
Was that?
Our A&R guy from Columbia signed us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So since, wow, that's not so long. So so the album came out pretty fast. And have you felt, has it been different? Has it been a different feeling to what's been going on with your life? Is it?
It's so funny because I guess it makes things easier.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, touring before getting signed is so much different than touring after you're signed, you know. It feels like a cakewalk if you can just have a clean place to sleep.
Right. And you probably get to play a few different kinds of places, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You did a tour with Chris Isaak. You've done a lot of opening for people. And what is it like to try to capture a crowd in that kind of a situation?
It's a challenge in a really good way because, you know, it might not be people that would usually go out and listen to the kind of music that we play, you know. And it's cool winning people over that wouldn't normally ever hear what we have to say.
Brandi Carlile is our guest. What do you want to finish up with?
Let's finish up with a new one. It's Hiding My Heart. This is how the story went. I met someone by accident that blew me away. That blew me away. It was in the darkest of my days when you took my sorrow and you took my pain and buried them away. And buried them away. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done. And wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, I'm sure you'll go one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart. Drop me off at the train station. Put a kiss on top of my head. And watch me wait. Watch me wait. Then you went on home to your skyscrapers and neon lights and waiting papers. You call your home. And she call home. I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done. Wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, I'm sure you'll go one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart. Woke up feeling heavy-hearted. I'm going back to where I started. Morning rain, the morning rain. And I know I wish that you were here, but that same old road that brought me here is calling me home. It's calling me home. And I wish I could lay down beside you when the day is done. Wake up to your face against the morning sun. But like everything I've ever known, you disappear one day. So I spend my whole life hiding my heart away. And I could spend my whole life hiding my heart away.
Hiding My Heart, Brandi Carlile. So that's a new one. How new is new?
Like brand new.
Wow.
Tim just wrote it recently.
Oh, good song. Tim being Tim Hanseroth, Phil Hanseroth is on the bass, and Brandi Carlile singing and playing live. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
A real treat. And look forward to the new album. Brandi Carlile, our guest, will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. I hope you enjoyed that. Brandi Carlile, our guest, and if you're looking for her album, hey, get it from us. In fact, make that part of your visit to our website at worldcafe.npr.org, where you'll also find archived audio of our interviews and our own Live at the World Cafe CDs. It's at worldcafe.npr.org.